The Old Karlstad, the city before 1865. Karlstad was founded by Duke Karl. Evidence suggests that Duke Karl, later King Karl IX of Sweden, decided in 1582 that the first city in the province of Värmland should be located on Tingvalla Island in the River Klarälven, and that the city should be named Karlstad. On the 5th of March 1584, Duke Karl signed the city charter that included regulations about which laws and statutes would be applicable, the markets that would be arranged, and other rules concerning trade. To attract people to the new city, residents were given tax-free status for 20 years, provided they stayed for at least 6 years after tax-free status was waived. The city walls that were never built. The superpower ambitions of the Swedish state in the 17th century resulted in a series of wars, including conflicts with Denmark. Continuing threats of war from the west meant that a fixed military base was required in Värmland. In 1647, the Swedish Military Academy decided to produce a fortification plan for Karlstad that would include a defensive wall and a new layout of streets and plots of land. The plans became very detailed but were never executed. The wall was never built. The city plan was formally adopted, which did have a major influence on the future development of Karlstad. The decision was not very popular with the city citizens, however, who in many cases had to demolish their homes and rebuild them on new plots of land. Solar of Karlstad. Our famously jolly inn owner, Eva-Lisa Holtz, who is also known as Solar in Karlstad, lived in Karlstad in the 18th century. Eva-Lisa was generous, good-natured and cheerful, and she worked extremely hard. She started her career as a waitress, but soon managed her own inn. The city fires of 1719 and 1752. Over the centuries, Karlstad has suffered from several major fires. The fires in 1719 and 1752 were among the more serious ones, as large parts of the city burned down. Although the layout of the city remained largely the same before and after the fires, a new city emerged during the second half of the 18th century. The town square was extended and the church was moved from its old site, where the city hotel stands today, to its new location at Lagberget. In 1765, Öster Bridge, or the Old Stone Bridge as it is often called, was taken into use. At 171 and a quarter meters long, it is one of Sweden's longest stone bridges. The Old High School. The Old High School was inaugurated amid great ceremony on the 4th of September 1759. High schools began to be established in Sweden's diocese cities during the 17th century and were deeply rooted in the teachings of the church. But during the 18th century, the ideals of the Enlightenment were also included. In Karlstad's case, this is clearly seen on a large observatory which, despite the church's protests, was erected on the roof of the building. Several well-known residents of Värmland received their education here, included Erik Gustav Geijer and Anders Frixell. Karlstad becomes a municipality. Through the 1862 municipal regulations, the predecessor of today's Karlstad municipality, the city municipality of Karlstad, was formed. The highest decision-making body was the city council, which met for the first time on 10th of January 1863. The chairman was Franz Friedrich Merkel, who together with 24 representatives ruled on the large and small matters concerning city life.